This is Twit.
Now more than ever, it's cool to drop the A word, and by that I mean artificial intelligence or AI. But does the tech measure up to the hype? Probably not, says Alex Kantrowitz from BuzzFeed. Welcome to the show, Alex.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so Starbucks has AI, MasterCard has AI, even the Echo Look that we just talked about uses AI to give you fashion advice. But you talked to the CEO of the Allen Institute for Artificial Intelligence, who says this is largely aspirational.
Well, I think he would say that for most of the companies out there talking about artificial intelligence, there's a real aspirational quality to it. I don't think Starbucks is advancing the state of the art in artificial intelligence research. That said, there are some real areas of progress that are being made. And I think the reason why we did this story was because in the artificial intelligence world, when the hype outpaces the reality, you can run into these things called AI winters, where people say, the tech doesn't work the way that we anticipated. And when that happens, research and interest dries up and progress kind of comes to a halt. So if you're an AI researcher, the type of curve that's on the screen right now is kind of your worst nightmare. You don't want to have 244 companies citing artificial intelligence from a baseline of 6 a few years beforehand. And that's where you can run into danger.
So we talked to you back in December about the year in AI, 2016, the year in AI. Have there been any big breakthroughs yet this year in 2017?
So I think you're going to see them, and you are seeing them, from the big guys. Facebook's F8 conference, which was last week, was pretty much an entire product conference based off of artificial intelligence. Every single mask they do, or the effects that they do using the depth of the room or certain objects inside of it, those are all based off of artificial intelligence. So I would say the companies that have dedicated the resources to artificial intelligence, they're the ones that are responsible for the breakthroughs. Facebook has a team of 80 researchers on this. So to see them bring it into everyday products, that is something that's expected. And, I think something that's not hype, something that really is reality. But what happens with the other 200 companies that are talking about this thing in their earnings calls is another story.
Yeah, so is it just aspirational then when a company like Starbucks comes out and says, we're innovating through the use of artificial intelligence versus like we can, at least here in the technology world, we can look at a company like Google and Facebook and what they've done with AI and understand how that actually improves their core product. Yet a company like Starbucks says they're going to implement AI. Are they just using it because it's a buzzword at that point? It's purely aspirational, or is there any real usage that could kind of be used for that?
So before, one thing that's worth prefacing here is that people have said that once the artificial intelligence technology starts working, people start calling it artificial intelligence. They just call it technology.
Right.
That said, there's a lot of companies that will want to convince you that they're on the cutting edge of this stuff. And one of the things that Ornette Sione told me in our call was that artificial intelligence isn't plug and play. It takes a lot of work to get these things moving in the right way. Facebook, for instance, has a research group and an applied machine learning group. So they have a full group on staff that's their only job is to put this stuff in action. So I would go out on a limb and say there's a number of companies that are talking a big game, but the actual products don't really follow what the rhetoric sounds like.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that AI is only as good as the people designing it and the information that it's being fed. So take something like the Face app that has been in the news. It was the app that would make you look old or young or hot, which that their neural network, their AI decided hot was white and whiter, no matter what color your skin was. So is that would you say in a situation like that, could you say that's the fault of the information that it's being given or the fault of the people designing it?
I think it's a design issue. It shows you how difficult the stuff is to do. So you take FaceApp or you take Tay, that Microsoft release, and you see just how difficult putting AI into action in an effective way can be. So all these companies that are bragging about AI on their earnings calls, it sounds nice to say, but you can see what happens on the other end if they're not careful or they don't have the right people thinking about all the issues that can result from what they're doing.
Technology, it seems like, is very cyclical. Like it's almost like every year is marked by the next big thing. And we're used to seeing this time and time again. We've had 3D television there for a while. It was like, oh, everything has, you know, every TV is going to have 3D built into it because 3D is the next wave, and then 3D fever died down. Virtual reality, I feel like we're kind of in this process of VR dying down right now as a technology. It was really hot. It was, you know, a lot of people talking about it last year. Now we've come down to earth a little bit. Do you think the same thing's going to happen with AI, or as a core technology, as a kind of a new computing wave, is it more important than that?
I think artificial intelligence is definitely more real than some of those other things that you mentioned, although I do miss those 3D televisions. If you ever watched a football game in 3D TV, you're amazed the fact that that stuff didn't go mainstream. VR is still, you know, maybe it will happen, maybe it won't. Right now it's not happening. Artificial intelligence is in a lot of products that we're using right now. So it's definitely more real than the others. I don't expect it to completely fade away, but eventually some people are going to start calling these companies on all this artificial intelligence they're promising and say, all right, where's the goods?
Mm-hmm. So do you, on earnings calls, do you hear people talking about AI and neural networks and machine learning and using them interchangeably? And is it accurate to use them interchangeably, or can you explain how they're different?
I think it is accurate to use them interchangeably, just because it's a very complex world that we're living in. And, you know, it's, you don't want to assign one or the other, but basically, artificial intelligence comes in three flavors. The two most important ones are narrow AI, which is artificial intelligence that can be used to do specific tasks. And that's where a lot of machine learning is working right now. Image recognition, speech recognition, being able to play games like chess and Go. That's all narrow. And general AI, which is something, general AI is artificial intelligence that's on par with human intelligence, which we don't have now. But it's like the same AI that can do all of those things combined and not designed for a specific purpose. That's where a lot of these companies are trying to get. And so some researchers will say, artificial intelligence, you can only apply that label when you get to general AI. But I guess it's a personal preference. For me, I'm more liberal on it and say, if it's machine learning, you can call it AI and we won't get mad at you.
Okay. Well, so would you say that the AI winter is coming?
I think there's a risk. I think there's absolutely a risk. I just finished up a profile of Facebook's head of artificial intelligence. And this is a guy who had the answers in the 80s, but went through a number of different phases in his career where he wasn't even allowed to go and present papers because people thought that his ideas were so out there and would never work. And it ended up being that they worked. But one of the things that he told me was people were saying that AI could solve all the world's problems in the 80s. And that ended up leading to a period where people sort of gave up on it because they're like, oh, this is just doing basic image recognition. So do I think we're in danger of something like that today? I think knowing the history of this stuff, it would be silly to overlook it.
Well, Alex, thank you so much for joining us. Alex Kantrowitz is a reporter at BuzzFeed. He is at Alex Kantrowitz on Twitter. So go to BuzzFeed, check out all of his work. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Alex. Always a pleasure.